The opinions and statements expressed in the following program do not necessarily reflect those of WWDB, its staff, or management.
Brett Kronberger, you ready?
I'm ready, Gary. Are you ready?
Hey, man, it's good to look at you through that glass. You
it's know good
that?
To see you for once you're in good, a long time.
You're,
over
good
here.
You're a good-looking guy, you know?
Thanks, you too, Gary.
But let's go. Call in now to be heard live on the Clean and Sober Radio Show at 888-329-3306. That's 888-329-3306. Hey, good afternoon, and welcome to Clean and Sober Radio out of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. My name is Gary Hendler, and my incredible co-host, Mark Sigmund, is going to be out the next 2 weeks. His wife, Andrea, is having some procedures, and we hope the procedures go well. That's what everybody's hoping. So you won't see Mark for two weeks now. We wish them the best. But I have a lot of good old friends coming into the studio today. And we're going to have a great show. Let me just go through a couple things. So come on in, Mark Willig. So Clean and Sober Radio, AM 860 WWDB out of Philadelphia. We are also on three radio stations in Florida on Saturday evenings. We're on WWNN 1470 AM. We're at 95.3 FM and 96.9. If you're between Miami, Florida, and Jupiter, you can catch us Saturday evenings at 8 p.m. A couple other things. I want to give a shout-out to Jim Petrowski. Jim is one of the board members and does a lot of great things with this show and with the recovery community. So today we're going to have an open forum, open discussion. Two of my dear friends are here. Mark Willig is here, and Linda Elkins is here. Long-term recovery, long-term sobriety. And if you want to be a part of the conversation, give us a call at 1-888-329-3306. That's 1-888-329-3306. How are you guys doing, by the way?
Good.
Look at you. Are you sitting fairly low? You want to jack that up?
No, I'm good.
Mark Sigmund hates that seat because it's so low. You're good?
I'm good.
You know what it does? It makes me feel taller. But we're actually the same height, aren't we?
Yeah, we're the same height. Yeah.
6'2".
6'2", yep. Yep, 6'2", 6'2", 4".
6'2", 4"?
25 or 6'3".
Exactly. Yeah, that's right. Our music man. we had a great show last week. We had Attorney General of Delaware County, Jack Stolzheimer, on. Great guy. We'll have a good relationship with him. And next week, a judge out of Delaware County reached out to me, Judge Chris Maddox. His district court is in Upper Darby, and so he sees a lot of action with a lot of criminal stuff, mm-hmm. and he's going to be here next week in the studio to tell us what's going on in Upper Darby. All right, so when you knew Mark Sigmund wasn't going to be in, when I knew, I gave you a call, and you said, let's talk about – what are we going to talk about?
Gratitude.
All right. You want me to start?
That's not just an album by Earth, Wind, and Fire.
All right.
Thing. It's an action.
Listen, I feel grateful for my sobriety. I had an anniversary this week, and I feel very fortunate that I have been able to keep this going, you know?
And for how long?
39 years.
All right.
That's hope and that's gratitude.
Yeah, 39 years. It's funny. I kept going through my mind the day I went into Strecker in Philadelphia mm-hmm. at the Institute of the Pennsylvania Hospital. It was on a Monday morning, May 3rd, 1982, and I had no interest in getting clean and sober. The only reason I went in there, I was facing a bad charge. And then when I got in there, after a while, you know, they have that, you know, whatever it is, whatever goes on in your head, I had enough, and I said, all right, let's go. Let's change course here.
You did.
You know? I'm thinking, before we get the show started, I'm thinking that Judge Andrea Duffy is on the phone. Can you bring her in, will you? Hey, Judge.
Hi there. How are you?
Andrea, how are you? It's been a long time.
Well, not that long, but I'm calling for a very important reason, and that's to congratulate you on 39 years of sobriety.
Thank you.
I want to tell you how much you mean to me, how much of a great role model and an inspiration you are to others, what a great teacher you are, what an awesome supporter you are of Drug Addiction Resource Alliance, DARA,
yes.
And what a great buddy you are. You know, I can always reach for you when I need something, and it means the world to me. So thank God you have these many years of sobriety, and thank God you're around for all of us.
Andrea,
to appreciate and love.
Andrea, thank you so much. I'm sort of, I don't know if you're watching. I feel like I'm blushing. I don't know if I am.
You are.
You are.
But listen, I feel the same way about you. Thank God that you're around to help so many of us in recovery. And I love you, too. And I especially love you because you're from Delaware County.
This is true.
Right?
But more importantly, you're here to the whole listening population. And I can't thank you enough for all the encouragement you give so many people every week. And I'm so blessed to have your friendship. I'm so glad we met. How many years ago? I can't even remember. All that matters is that we did. And I know you are always a call away.
Thank you.
God bless you. Thank you. And love you.
I love you, too. And I hope your family's doing well. The kiddies are doing all great.
We are. We're all good.
All right.
So thank you.
Back at you, Judge.
All right. Take care.
All right. Bye, Andrea. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Wow. Isn't that nice?
That was unexpected. She is cool.
She rocks.
She rocks. She rocks. Hey, Linda Elkins, welcome to the show.
Hi, Gary.
You're like a quiet little mouse sitting in the corner.
I'm waiting for my cue.
All right. I had plenty of cues. I stopped them 39 years ago.
I looked at you right away.
Right?
Right away with the jokes.
Right with the jokes. How are you?
I'm great.
Tell us what you're doing these days.
I'm getting ready to open a private practice.
Okay.
And it's going to involve addiction.
Okay.
And some other things, but mostly addiction. I like to help people that get their addiction meets the law, like they get a DUI or I get something like that, and help them get sober so they don't have to go through the court system again, like people that Judge Duffy helps.
Well,
it's wonderful.
Once you get situated in your new offices, you'll have to let us know and we'll have to talk about it.
That'll be great.
People can get in touch with you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know? I'm going to start in the summer, so I'm not ready to give out the phone number just yet, but soon, very soon, a couple of weeks.
All right, that's great.
I can't wait.
That is really cool. What's wrong with you, brother?
Well, first of all, congratulations to both of you. That's a great, great, great thing to do, is to be in service like that for people. And Gary, you know, what can I tell you, brother? You know, you're an inspiration to us all.
Well, I just try to do my best. Seriously.
You do.
You know.
You do your best.
Let me just say something before we continue, or my sister will really give it to me, all right? So for my anniversary, she came over to our house for a barbecue with her best friend, Suzanne Duncan, and they brought me candy that has – it's marshmallows with caramel on the outside, which is my favorite combination. Anything with a marshmallow in it. And – I want to show you what it looks like. And I have them for each one of – for you guys, each one. They look like this.
Oh, my God.
That's one of them. And here is the other one. And
wow.
If that doesn't – if you're diabetic.
Right? For you, she brought it.
She brought it. So, Janie, thank you. Suzanne, thank you. So you guys can have them. And,
now, God forbid my doctor's watching or listening.
I love
it. Listen, what are you going to do? Okay, so what's, let's talk about our – let's talk about – you know, a lot of our viewers haven't seen you guys in a while, especially you, Linda.
Oh, okay.
Where did you get sober? Tell us – I knew you worked for the railroads or something.
Oh, that was a long time ago. Okay. That's where I learned to drink.
Okay. And then you decided to get sober, and that's where I met you at a meeting, mm-hmm. like we've all met.
Yeah.
Well.
I got sober going to AA
right.
the first time. I'm coming up on 10 years, my second 10 years next month.
But, you know, it's very important what you said. You can get sober for free.
Exactly.
You can go to meetings. It doesn't cost you anything.
And people are ready to help you right now if you pick up the phone.
Yeah.
People will help you. People will help you for free.
Absolutely.
And it works.
And it works. Mark, where'd you get sober?
I don't remember. No.
Yeah, I know.
I really got sober on a suggestion from somebody that because I, you know, my addiction was loneliness, and you know, people ask me all the time, like recently, what was your drug of choice? And I said, I don't remember. Mm-hmm. I mean, because it was everything. So I was so lonely, and I spent a lot of time by myself, and I was sick and tired of my, you know, my friends, the ones that were not using, would invite me over for dinner. I had just gotten divorced, and they would, you know, I would just, they meant well, but I would just feel so terrible. And I dated this woman, and she said, you look whacked. I said, wow, I haven't heard that word in a long time. And she said, you know, you should go to a meeting, and it'll give you something to do. And if you don't like it, you can just get up and leave. Mm-hmm. That was September 28th, 1998. Okay. And when I left the meeting, I had all new friends, and I did a 90-90, 90-90. I did 90 meetings, 90 days, went to 90 diners, mm-hmm. and gained 90 pounds.
Right.
So, you know, the last two I you know, I'm not doing anymore. But I've been coming ever since, and, you know, sponsor, home group, service, you know, it's great. Then I could do service to some rehabs online, virtual service, and it's great. It's just great. I'm living a dream.
You know, you two people in my life, I know that I can count on you two. And, you know, when we were out there using, I don't know if nobody was going to count, could count on me. I don't know about you two. No. But that's a big deal that somebody can actually rely on you. And listen, let me cut it quick. We got to take a quick break. Our first break, if you want to be part of this, give us a call at 1-888-329-3306. And I know that Tony Luke is on the line, and we will get him as soon as we get back on.
Okay, cool.
A cancer diagnosis knocks the wind out of you. The experts at Jefferson Health's Sidney Kimmel Cancer Center can help. We tailor a care plan to fit your specific cancer, with access to leading-edge treatments like immunotherapy and advanced clinical trials, all from the location that works best for you. Call 1-800-JEFF-NOW, the Sidney Kimmel Cancer Center, until every cancer is cured. Starting with yours.
Untreated addiction can be devastating, undermining a person's sense of self-worth and disallowing feelings of hope for the future. But it doesn't have to be that way. If you or someone you care about has been struggling, please know this. You are not alone, and help is available. Huntington Creek Recovery Center provides treatment for adolescents and adults who struggle with substance abuse and other co-occurring disorders. They also offer specialized services for those who have a history of trauma, such as yoga, art therapy, and EMDR. Located in the Pocono Mountains near Jim Thorpe, Huntington Creek offers a serene and safe environment in which to heal. Working in close collaboration with their team of compassionate professionals, you or your loved one can forge a bright new future free from substance abuse and other self-defeating behaviors. Addiction doesn't have to be the end. Discover the path to successful recovery at Huntington Creek Recovery Center. To learn more, call 844-948-2320 today. Online, huntingtoncreekrecovery.com.
Hi, this is Governor Tom Wolf.
Thousands of families across Pennsylvania have been affected by the opioid epidemic. Together, we can fight this disease. If you or someone you know is struggling with addiction, help is available. Visit pa.gov/opioids for resources and information on substance abuse. For treatment options, call 1-800-662-HELP.
Brought to you by the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. Tom Wolf, Governor. Paid for with Pennsylvania taxpayer dollars.
Hey, this is Seth Williams. I listen to Clean and Sober Radio here on WWDB 860 AM.
Hey, everybody. This is Tommy James, and you're listening to Clean and Sober Radio, and so am I.
Caught you knocking at my cellar door. I love you, baby, can I have some more? Ooh, the damage done.
Hey, we're back. Clean and Sober Radio on WWDB AM 860 in Philadelphia. And without further ado, Tony Luke is on the line. Tony.
My brother, how are you?
My man, how are you, brother?
Happy anniversary.
Thank you, Tony.
What a milestone. It's just, you know, I'm looking at the anniversary, and it's 37 years, and I can't, my mind, and I'm being dead serious, because I know you are way too humble of a human being to say this, so I'm going to say it. I can't even imagine the thousands and thousands, thousands of lives that you have touched and helped doing what you're doing. I mean, it is, there's no words to describe it. I mean, it's what you do and what you've shared is amazing. And the lives that you have touched, it's just, I don't know what to say, man. I'm always humbled around you. You're an amazing human being, truly.
Tony, let me tell you something. This is a mutual admiration club between you and me, and I am as starstruck with you as I am with many really famous people I've come in contact. And you, I don't know how many thousands of people you have actually saved either. And I'm so glad I reached out to you years ago, and we've become great friends. And I treasure your friendship, man.
As do I. I mean, it's first of all, you're way too kind with me. Thank you. I just, you know, I mean, there's certain things in life that, and especially as I get older and I see more and I'm around more, I realize that some things truly are priceless, you know, and what you do, I'm the one. Let me just put it that way, Gary. I mean, I'm the one who is truly blessed to have you in my life. I'm the one who is blessed.
I don't even know how to respond, but I thank you, my brother. I love you. You know that.
Well, the feeling is mutual, and I know as we get older, things get a little tougher. So take this in the best way. I wish you another 37 years.
39, but who's counting, Tony? All right.
39. I wish you another 39.
Yeah. That'll never happen. Let me tell you.
Even though people are like, "Hey, man, don't wish me that much. I want to go home." Don't,
right.
Don't keep me on this planet any longer than I have to.
Right. Well,
I can't wait to do your show again. It's just been crazy for me too. It's been kind of, I've been trying to just do a million things like you do all the time, but I really look forward to, you know, to actually coming on the show and actually seeing you. And even with COVID, I will wear a mask and a hazmat suit. But when I see you, I will give you the biggest hug that I possibly can.
Listen, I'm going to tell you something. I'm following your music career, man, and your acting career. I am following you. You're something else.
Well, I got to tell you, Gary, I have never been more proud of being a vessel for God's inspiration than I am on this album. I mean, it is a I guess we used to call it back in the day conceptual album, and every song needs to be played in the order in which it's laid out on the album. and it takes you through the darkest times, through dealing with the dark times, through appreciating who you are, loving yourself, and then allowing yourself to love others, and then allowing yourself to know that you are worthy of that love. And I don't care if, you know, I mean, I my goal is I don't need a million people to hear the album. I just always pray that whoever needs to hear the album, that God will direct that music to them.
Very well said, man. Very well said. It's great. I will be in touch with you, and we will see each other soon.
I can't wait. I love you, my brother. God bless.
Love you too, Tony. Take care.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Tony Luke. Besides a musician and actor, he's the king of cheese. I got to say steaks, because I introduced Tony in Harrisburg in the Rotunda with all the bigwigs, and I said he was the king of cheesecakes. And everybody.
That's great.
I was embarrassed beyond belief. Okay, we're back. Let's continue. We want to talk about gratitude, right?
Mm-hmm.
What other things are we grateful for?
I'm grateful for my recovery. That's first and foremost, my friends and family.
What do you got, 22 years coming up on? 21?
23.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just for today.
Well, yeah, just for today, but, you know.
It's like saying, I'm never, ever, ever going to use again.
Can't say that, right?
Can't say that.
You can't say it.
I hope I never, but, you know.
Yeah. Linda, what's the most thing you're grateful for?
My family, that they're all sober, too.
Yeah, like, that's
you know,
incredible.
That's a big, big thing.
Big. Yeah, your whole, that is so awesome.
My whole family is sober. So, I mean, it's a big thing. It's great. It's the best. And, you know, what I tell people is that if you have gratitude, there's no room for anything else.
Right.
So they can't worry about anything. If you make room for gratitude in your life every day, then you don't have room for all these other nonsensical worries, the day-to-day worries that you shouldn't be worrying about. We should probably talk about the pandemic and how people haven't been getting to meetings, and some of our regular friends who've been sober a long time have been getting pretty lonely and depressed. And there are more meetings opening up, and people should call their friends. One of our good friends called me yesterday to check in. And stay in touch, people. Stay in with your sober friends and talk to them.
Yeah, don't isolate, right?
Don't isolate.
I mean, we're getting close to the end, and everything's going to open up soon. So don't make a mistake at the end of this whole run that you did so well. Let me just go through. I'm going to do just a little attendance here. Suzanne Duncan is watching. John Cronin is watching. Robert Brody. Bob Moeller. Of course, Judge Duffy. Tootie Buttery. Prayers and healing thoughts to Mark and his wife. Absolutely. Corey Lentich. I hope I'm pronouncing it right. Is watching. Bob Moeller says, another Friday, another day of opportunities for growth, and another afternoon with Clean and Sober Radio. Thanks, Bob. Kathy Wolf Collin is watching. Joel Cooper from Florida. Joel, when are you getting back up here to Margate? Congratulations, Gary. You're the best. My sister. Let's see what else. Bridget Walsh. Mary Clancy. Kathy Wolf Collin, yes. Mac Bell. Richard Austin Avery. Any guys know any of these people? Anybody? Mm-hmm. Anybody? Nikki Tooth. Larry Mayer is watching. Hey, Larry.
Hi, Larry.
It's good seeing you this morning, even though you tried to duck out on me. I'm only kidding. Deborah Sharp is watching. Hi, Deborah. Hope you're well. Gary Ostro from Florida. My buddy. I was in law school with Gary.
Wow.
And fortunately, he graduated and I didn't. Great, great guy. Just a great guy. I miss him terribly. Linda, you're watching too, I see.
I am watching.
Okay, that's good. Trina Tastic is watching. Laurie J. Han Maslin, my cousin, is watching. Happy 39th. All right, let's Rob McGregor is watching. Rick Michael is watching. Mark Willick, you're watching too, aren't you?
I think so.
That's good. Alex DeSilva. All right, we'll get back to this. Let's get back to the show. I have a couple. Just a couple emails that I received this week, and then we'll get back to your subject, you know. Jerry D. from Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. My son says that medical marijuana cannot get you high. I'm saying that's not true, depending on the amount of THC versus CBD. Is that right, guys? Tell me.
Absolutely.
Positively. It is?
And it's a trigger.
It's a trigger.
It is a trigger.
And right. It is a trigger.
And I think something else people get mistaken is if you have a medical marijuana card, you could be smoking and smoking or however you take it. And if you get pulled over, you're in trouble.
Just right? Like if you're drinking and you get
pulled
over.
You're still impaired.
Right, you're impaired.
So you still have to take the laws into effect. And, you know, yes, you can have it. You can have possession of a small amount. But, A, it is going to get you high. And, B, you will be impaired.
Can you – because I have no idea about this question. I'm hoping maybe you two or viewers or listeners can answer. Can you determine medical marijuana, how much the ratio is with THC?
Yes.
So there are different strengths of
There's different strengths. It goes all the way up to – it starts out one-on-one. One and less than one, and something like RSO oil will be almost all THC and hardly any CBD. The CBD gummies and things people use to go to sleep, they supposedly have 0.003 or less of THC, and you can't get high from them, supposedly. But when you go to the medical marijuana store, there is a big selection, and depending if you tell them you went for pain or psychology or ADD or whatever you're there for, they will give you the strain that will match you and the ratio that will match what you need. But they do caution you about being impaired. I mean, you're going to get impaired.
That's interesting. That's good information. I didn't know the answer to that. Thanks for that. Leslie H. from West Palm Beach, Florida. If you use medical marijuana, can you consider yourself sober? So my answer is always with this question, if you're honest with yourself, if you're really using it for medicinal purposes and not to get off, I think you can still consider yourself clean and sober. But you got to be honest with yourself, right? I mean, what do you guys think?
If that's the only thing that you've done and you were not in recovery or whatever, I mean, I guess you're still clean and sober. My answer is that I have no answer because I'll never go through that. Would I use medical marijuana? Yeah. No way.
No, I can't.
I would go right to heroin. I mean,
right.
If there's medical heroin, that's a real big problem.
There probably will be at some point, but I think it's all about honesty, right? And accountability.
Right.
I mean, you could fool yourself all you want, right? And with that, we have to take a break. But when we get back, Bobby Ann Turner's on the line. We'll get to speak with him. We'll be right back.
A cancer diagnosis can knock the wind out of you. The Sidney Kimmel Cancer Center at Abington Jefferson Health can help. Our brand new Asplund Cancer Pavilion brings you 86,000 square feet of cancer-fighting science for truly comprehensive care. Backed by the strength of an NCI-designated cancer center. Call 1-800-JEFF-NOW. The Sidney Kimmel Cancer Center at Abington Jefferson Health. The power to out-science cancer.
An addiction to alcohol or other drugs can be a devastating and destructive cycle, but professional help is available and successful long-term recovery is possible. Pocono Mountain Recovery Center is Eastern Pennsylvania's leading drug addiction treatment center. They provide personalized care for adults 18 and older who are struggling with substance use concerns. Medication-assisted treatment is also available for individuals who are battling opioid addiction. Don't wait another day for your new beginning. Call Pocono Mountain Recovery Center today at 877-596-0223. Online, PoconoMountainRecoveryCenter.com.
Oh, hey, bud. Where are you headed?
I'm just going to hang out.
With Gary and Todd?
Yeah.
I've been meaning to ask you, is there any drinking going on in this crowd?
No.
If any of your buddies ever pressure you to take a drink, just tell them you promised your dad you wouldn't.
I'd do anything to keep you safe.
Okay, I will.
I hope this is working.
I promise. Love you too, Dad.
They really do hear you. For tips on what to say, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Hi, everybody. This is Gary Lewis, and I listen to Clean and Sober Radio.
Hi, I'm Tony Luke Jr., and I listen to Clean and Sober Radio right here on WWDB 860 AM.
Bye. Cut it. Right, we're back. Clean and Sober Radio. Bobby, you on the line? Is he on? You there,
Bobby?
Can
you hear me?
Yeah, buddy. How are you?
How you doing, man?
Good, good. Good to hear your voice, brother.
Hey, listen, I want to say I'm sorry. I never got a chance to go ahead and post for your 39th anniversary, but I got thrown off Facebook again for 30 days for saying some disparaging things about Jane Roe. So, anyways, happy 39th, and I saw that the guys I've worked with over the years, Spags,
yep,
Steve,
yep,
Rosado,
yep,
and all them are congratulating. And, you know, those are the guys I worked with for years and I looked up to. You know, they really knew their job.
Well, you know who spoke very highly of you last week when I had the conversation was Judge Chris Maddox.
Oh,
he loves you. Yes. He loves you.
There's some great judges out there, I'm telling you.
There are. There definitely are, Bobby. No question about it.
I did want to say one thing. I was listening to a young lady that you just mentioned, that lady that said, if I'm using medical marijuana, you know, for whatever reason,
yeah,
anxiety, pain or whatever,
yeah,
I'll tell you, brother, you know, I got, 40 years doing this?
Yep.
I'll tell you right now, if they're using it for a medical reason, I say go for it, man.
Well, we do, too.
We say it, too.
You know?
As long as they're honest with themselves and they're not using it while they're shooting dope.
Oh, no. I'm talking, you know, because I'll be honest with you, I think it's better than the pharmaceuticals out there, you know?
Well, I don't know.
But,
I don't know.
But you mentioned the name, too, just to say, and I didn't know if you know him or not. He goes, you know, if these people are watching, he goes, you know any of these names? And you mentioned John Cronin. You
yes.
know John, right?
Sure.
The Burst, Alabama, he was there, Captain Phillips. That was him.
That was absolutely him when that ship was attacked. That was him. He's an unbelievable guy, right?
Jeez. He's something else, brother.
Yeah, John's a good guy.
He really is. There's so many great guys out there. And, you know, I'll tell you right now, you're doing an outstanding job. I can't wait till you're syndicated across the country.
From your lips to God's ears. Whatever it is, we're trying.
You know,
we're in Florida now, and I think we're going to spread out a little bit west soon, so we'll see what happens.
Good.
Hey, Bobby, thanks for the call, brother. Always love you.
All right, my man. And tell the old lady, happy Mother's Day.
Oh, that's right. Oh, hey, all you guys out there, I'm glad Bobby reminded me. You got to respect your ladies, whether girlfriends, wives, mothers, sisters, and wish them a happy Mother's Day. Even if they're not mothers, they're still women, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Thanks, Bobby.
All right, brother. Take care.
Take care. That's right. It's Mother's Day. Let's see. What were we talking about here? I can't remember. Oh.
Medical marijuana.
Yeah, we were talking about medical marijuana. Listen. It's going. I'll tell you something. I think one day everything's going to be legal.
It's a sad, sad world when that happens.
Well,
I mean, listen, if marijuana is decriminalized, that's one thing.
Right.
But legalized is certainly a whole another ball game.
Well, you know, I think you're right. If we're going to legalize it, we got to get these guys and women out of prison who've been sitting there for decades, some of them, for selling small amounts.
Right.
I mean, we can't have one without the other. Can you imagine? It's legal and you're sitting in jail because you sold years ago. And it's legal now.
And there's so many avenues that you can use to get help instead of going to jail. I mean, we talk about this all the time.
Well, as you know, that Josh Shapiro, the Attorney General of Pennsylvania, with a lot of law enforcement, have developed a program called LETI. And this program is for the training of law enforcement people, including probation officers, obviously the police department. So I could come to a police department in trouble and there'll be no charges. They will get you in the treatment. And that's what this program – it's Law Enforcement Treatment Initiative, and it's for helping people get into treatment, not to charge them. And slowly but surely, a lot of judges are buying into this, and a lot of district attorneys are buying into this, and it's good for our recovery community, and it's good for our community that's using also.
It all started with drug court, and, I think that's a wonderful, wonderful thing, especially where I am in Bucks County.
Oh, it's great.
It's great, and Matt Weintraub's doing a terrific job.
He's a good guy, isn't he?
Oh, yeah, he's a great guy. He's a great guy.
Yeah.
And, it started off with that, and now we have to realize that, having a small amount of marijuana, not intending to distribute, is not a jailable offense. If you're driving and impaired and, you get stopped a certain amount of times, I don't know. I don't make the laws, but you have to be very careful.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Yeah.
But I still – I personally have a problem with medical marijuana. I mean, we can get off that subject.
Right.
I mean, I look, it's like a reformed smoker. You don't want to be around smoke, okay? Mm-hmm. I truly believe – who am I to tell somebody who's in chronic pain that you can't get out of the chronic pain? Are you kidding?
Well, it's like you were saying about quitting smoking. So people will quit smoking because they would go to the vape. And now they're, saying the vapes are horrible for you. So, you either stop or you stop. Your last one is your last one.
So what is it with human beings that we're always seeking to feel better, some kind of pleasure, no matter how you get it? That's what all this is about. We want to get out of where we are, right?
Watch a comedy.
You always say mm-hmm. that. You're right. It's a strange world. Richard G. from Morgantown, West Virginia. Love your show. When will other drugs be legalized? Cocaine, etc. I think the next drug to be legalized will be cocaine. It might be 5 years, it might be 15, it might be 20, but I think that's the next one.
Why do you think that?
I guess I think that if you compared it to heroin, if you compared it – Coke's a stimulant, right? Does it impair you? I guess it does, doesn't it?
I've been impaired many times.
It does impair you. I can't even remember.
Oh, I can remember.
Yeah.
All right. So why do I say it? I don't know why I say it.
It impairs your wallet too.
Yeah, I'm sure. I just think that the trend is – with this administration, it could change with the next administration – the trend is moving state by state. It's moving to legalize. Legalize, look, 10 years ago, you'd never think marijuana would be legal,
mm-hmm.
right? I don't know what's going to happen next 10 years. But as far as being archaic laws, I don't know if we would ever be going back to those laws. State by state. We might federally, depending on the Supreme Court.
Don't you think the state should use that money to buy the guy clothes that just went into Kirkbride, instead of thinking about legalizing cocaine, which I seriously don't know how they would do that and what the criteria would be, but I don't think my sponsor would let me do coke if it was legal.
Well, we wouldn't. So the thing that you just made reference to was Linda just got a text message that somebody checked into the Kirkbride building, which is at the Institute of Pennsylvania Hospital, and had no clothes, and they were looking for donations.
He's looking for 32, 34 pants, medium boxers, and medium T-shirts. If anybody wants to drop it off, it's going to Dana. And you get a message like that. The prior messages from that person on the AIM Angels in Motion site was that he was at the net getting evaluated. He was here getting evaluated. He got thrown out of his shelter. 1, 2, 3, 4 posts. And then the last 2 hours ago, he said he was admitted to Kirkbride, which is a miracle.
That is great.
It's a miracle. So hopefully it'll work out.
Yeah.
And I'm sure all the people that saw it online, I'm sure people are sending clothes in.
Yeah, they'll drop clothes off there.
They will, for sure.
If you want to, the address is 111 North 49th Street, West Philadelphia.
Thank you.
Yeah. Spent 3 months there. Yeah. I know the address, and I remember the phone number, too.
The arena.
Right near the 40, yeah, right near the arena. Let me see what else we got going here. You know, that's interesting, Linda, that, you know, social media, that's a great thing about social media, that you can get a message like that out to a large group of people to help people. You know, I mean, there's a lot of bad stuff about social media, but using it in that way is great.
Oh, it's wonderful. All these groups are terrific. That group, you know, goes into Kensington 3 times a week with blessing bags, as you know.
Yeah.
And we've sponsored things where people are making up the blessing bags and the blankets and to make sure people get fed and that people know that someone cares about them. These are parents, a lot of them, who already lost a child, and they are still going out Wednesday, Saturday, Sunday to talk to these kids that are in the street. Give them hope. Let them know somebody cares about them and make sure they have something to eat and a blanket. And it's just a wonderful organization.
You know, I find that always so amazing and heartwarming that somebody who had lost a child – I mean, you have two ways to go. You can isolate or you can go out and help. I just hope I never have that decision. Right. But I don't know which way I don't know what I would do. But for these people to start giving back after such heartbreak – is incredible.
Yeah, like Tony.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly. I love that guy, Tony.
Right?
Let's see. Where are these people you said are going to call in, Mr.
Who's calling in?
Well, a couple people did call already.
Who were they? Did you talk to Tony? Oh, yeah. Mark is very humble. You want to take credit for when Eric Clapton calls in?
You will.
No. I couldn't get in touch with him.
Did you try at least?
Yes, I tried to call. I called, called Polydor Records and, you know, they.
Good.
He's unreachable.
Good. Okay, I see Mike Vito's ready. We're going to have another break. Give us a call. Don't be afraid. We're not going to embarrass you or anything. Just tell us your thoughts. What's going on in your head? How's your day? Call us 1-888-329-3306, and we will be right back.
A cancer diagnosis knocks the wind out of you. The experts at Jefferson Health's Sidney Kimmel Cancer Center can help. We tailor a care plan to fit your specific cancer, with access to leading-edge treatments like immunotherapy and advanced clinical trials, all from the location that works best for you. Call 1-800-JEFF-NOW, the Sidney Kimmel Cancer Center, until every cancer is cured. Starting with yours.
Recovery Centers of America at Devon is proud to offer inpatient, outpatient, and detoxification services for those struggling with drug and alcohol addiction. We're proud to be in network with Blue Cross Blue Shield, Aetna, Magellan, and AmeriHealth, making the world's finest addiction treatment both affordable and accessible. Call 1-800-RECOVERY today to learn more. Recovery Centers of America at Devon to our secure, world-class addiction treatment campus 24 hours, 7 days a week, and can provide complimentary transportation from your location to our campus within 3 hours.
Hi, this is Governor Tom Wolf. Thousands of families across Pennsylvania have been affected by the opioid epidemic. Together, we can fight this disease. If you or someone you know is struggling with addiction, help is available. Visit pa.gov/opioids for resources and information on substance abuse. For treatment options, call 1-800-662-HELP.
Brought to you by the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. Tom Wolf, Governor. Paid for with Pennsylvania taxpayer dollars.
Can I go to the sleepover?
Lucy, I want you to promise me something. If there's any drinking, I want you to say, no thanks, not my thing.
Mom!
I promise you. Your real friends won't care. Deal?
I promise, Mom.
They really do hear you.
Did you pack your toothbrush?
For tips on how to start the talk, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov. A public service message from the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration.
Hi, this is Rick Roberts from the group Firefall, and I listen to Clean and Sober Radio
on 860.
Hi, this is Dion, the Wanderer. Listen to Clean and Sober Radio. You might hear something that'll change your life. Yo!
I've been sitting here thinking about when I started in drinking. I went on the dope, surely to change my life. Woo. I cried a tear and a beer for me, and I lost everything near and dear to me, namely my children and my wife. My idea of having a good time.
I'll take a look. Hey, we're back, clean and sober. Thanks, everybody, for watching and listening. Let's just go through some of the, roll call. Hey, Bob Mueller says, gratitude is the key that unlocked the door of peace and serenity that I looked for 35 years and have found for the last 35 years. Yeah, it's a great, great quality. My daughter, Sophie, it would be mental to still compare marijuana to a narcotic. They have nothing to do with one another, Dad.
Lol.
Guess she told you.
Love you. All right, she told me. She knows more than I do, I guess. Thank you for that, Sophie. Debbie Reynolds is watching. And Sophie follows it up with, and gratitude that my dad is becoming more open-minded than I ever have expected. I am trying to be open-minded. Thanks, Soph.
Thanks, Sophie.
Thanks, Soph. Nancy Minnick, congratulations on 39 years. We had dinner with Nancy and Jim last night. Great. I love these people. And Nancy sits on the board of Clean and Sober Media, and she gets it. She really gets it. And they have friends that had children that had problems, and they get it, you know? So we're glad to have Nancy aboard. She's wonderful. And let's see what else. Boy, my daughter told me off, didn't she? You know, when I was at that age, I knew everything also.
Oh, yeah.
But Sophie does get this stuff, you know. So that's good. That's good. That's good. Your whole family's in recovery, aren't
they? Yeah.
That's incredible. That's an incredible story. You know that?
It's a miracle.
What is it like? I mean, so everybody's really – I mean, look, we're not all alike, but everybody gets everybody in the family on this subject, don't they?
Oh, yeah. Well, I met my husband in the program.
Mm-hmm.
And we got together and, you know, and then my son really had a hard time.
Yeah, I remember.
He's coming up on 11 years. And it's a miracle. He got sober when he was 18. So
18?
He's coming up on 11 years.
How do you get sober at 18? That's really incredible. I mean, at 18, I was...
Things were way different when we were 18.
Right.
Oh, yeah, I guess so. I guess so. But still, I had a lot of partying to go through. And so somebody 18, I guess one of the positive things is there are many people young who get into recovery, and there are many resources with young people,
which
we didn't have that.
That's
right. We didn't have that. So a kid coming in 18-year-old will come into a meeting and see old people like 30 and 40 and 50. I got nothing to do. I can't relate to this. So it's good that there are resources now for young people.
Their home group, at one point, they had 100 people, the Villanova home group. And they're down now because of the pandemic. They're still doing a hybrid Zoom and meeting. But he's been involved, and all his friends are sober, and it's a miracle.
It is. And, you know, I wonder if it's – I wonder what the statistics are. People who get sober under 20, do they stay in recovery? I mean
– I think it depends.
Yeah, you throw those statistics out the window, mm-hmm. You know. Who was anybody to tell a group of people in a detox, only 3% of you are going to get clean?
Yeah, that's a bit
– that's what they say.
Yeah, and that's real negative stuff.
Yeah, or they tell the recovery specialist, have a meeting with all these guys and – tell them about the ninth step. Do you think they want to hear about step work? They're physically ill.
Tell our listeners and viewers what 9-step means in a 12-step program.
What the 9-step is?
Yeah.
I don't know. There are making amends to people without injuring
yourself
or others.
Yourself.
Because if I robbed a store when I was 18 and I'm now 64, it would be ridiculous for me to go to that store owner and say, listen, when I was 16, I robbed your store. I'm sorry.
Right. Now, that's what they say in the step. Make amends as long as it doesn't hurt you.
Right.
Do they say and others?
Injure yourself or others.
Injure yourself or others.
And that's why amends is something you check with a sponsor and you've done a lot of work before you get to that point. You don't jump in and start apologizing to people.
Yeah.
But,
because
you
remember when we got into recovery, you're on a pink cloud. You want to tell everybody how great you are, you know, and it can be very detrimental to your work. To your health, you know, to work and to a lot of stuff.
Yeah, it can be. And I had the most wonderful boss when I was in the CD business, and he knew I was using, and he never said, "Dude, you need help" or whatever. He was just, if I was hurting, he would say, "You all right? You want to go home?"
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, great guy. Great guy.
Where was the CD? Where was the company?
1725 Chestnut, Nathan Muchnick's.
Oh, Muchnick's. Well, you were very fortunate to have that support.
Yep.
You know?
And the people that work there. I mean, I'm just so blessed that, you know, when I was a teenager and using, my mother, instead of taking me to rehab, she took me to Philadelphia Psychiatric Center. And
it's
I was in a straitjacket and, you know, had nothing to do with, I needed to go to rehab. And I didn't get clean until I was 42.
Okay. But you got clean.
Yeah.
Nikki Cosino, congratulations, 39 years. Thank you, Nikki. I really appreciate it. Rich Rosenbaum, my longtime buddy, he's in Florida, is watching. Jason Kittle. Kathleen Glass Boyle is watching. Robert Bob Martin is watching. Carlos Ricardo. Hey, man, how are you? We got to get together. He says, amending behavior as well. Well, that's part of the whole thing, isn't it? Mary Woodward is watching. Amends doesn't do much when you still act like a fool. That's 100%.
It's really
good. Yeah, it's like you can get clean and be, you know, generally and still do bad stuff. That doesn't mean you're.
You know, when you make an amends, you make an amends to someone and they go, you know, that's all right. Don't even think about it. Next thing you think about is, man, I can't believe I was worried about that for so long and I got away with it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Hey, listen, guys, we're coming up. I got the message from Mr. Vito. Behind the Glass, the producer of our show today, did a great job. Thanks, both of you, for coming on here because you guys are
a wealth of
information and you really make the show flow, and I really appreciate it. What are you doing this weekend, Mark?
This weekend, I'm going to hit some meetings and I'm going to talk to some friends and I'm going to spend Mother's Day with my son and my wife, and it's going to be good. And we have to mention how great a job Brad does every week.
Listen, what is that? Oh, he does do a great job. And he's using new equipment. And Brad, CBS alumni, knows
amazing.
He can do anything, this guy. He's the best. You are the best, Brad. Right?
Humble.
Yeah. Linda, thank you so very much.
Thank you.
Real quick, what are you doing this weekend?
Gardening and Mother's Day stuff.
All right, that sounds beautiful. Brad, thank you.
On behalf of the group and ourselves, I hope we pass the audition.